Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Do you hear that? Yep, you do. Sometimes you hear it at all hours in the weeks leading up to the 4th of July. Depending on your perspective, fireworks can be a blast, pun intended, or they can be super annoying. But one thing's for sure, they can be dangerous. A report from the Consumer Product Safety Commission says that an average of 7 people are killed in the U.S. every year around the 4th. And in 2019, around 10,000 fireworks-related injuries were treated in emergency rooms around the country. So how can you celebrate and stay safe? Chief Wally Schroeder heads up the Chicago Fire Department's Public Education Unit. Chief Schroeder, welcome to Reset.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you so very much for having me.
First, asking for a new Chicagoan here, who may or may not be myself. Chief, why on earth do I hear fireworks every night? Is this a thing in Chicago?
Yes, unfortunately. First, let me say welcome to the greatest city in the world.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? Yes, unfortunately it is. People don't really take seriously how dangerous fireworks are. You know, every year we have people injured. Just this year so far, our ambulances have transported 3 victims of fireworks that were severely injured that will go through life with these injuries.
Wow.
So they are very serious, and they should not be handled by people that are not trained properly with that.
So this is a thing that happens every summer? You'd say.
Yes, unfortunately, this time of the year. And if you have a pet such as a dog, as I do, it upsets my animal, my dog, who's part of my family. And if you have a family member that is, that was in the military and has post-traumatic stress, this is a rough time of the year also. So really being cognizant of that and trying to be, you know, kind, a good neighbor, and knowing shooting off these fireworks are exceptionally dangerous to yourself, to others around you.
Well, let's clear up some long-standing misconceptions about fireworks in Chicago. Are there any fireworks that are legal for residents to possess or use in Chicago and Illinois?
I can tell you this much. In Chicago, no. If you have to light it, you shouldn't be firing it or using it. Once again, we leave those to the professionals. They do have some that are little pop rockets that you throw down. You don't light them. Those types of things. Glow sticks. That's what we recommend. And in the city of Chicago, just so we're clear, and outside of the city, I can't speak for what the suburban areas have, but in Chicago, sparklers are illegal. They're banned. So we think that they're pretty benign, you know, it's a pretty color, and we hand them to the kids, and hey, look around. Just to keep in mind, a sparkler burns at well over 1,800 degrees. Glass burns at 900 degrees. And greater than 44% of the victims are burned by sparklers. And roughly one quarter of the emergency room visits over this weekend will be because of sparkler incidents or accidents. So this is truly preventable. Obviously, disease and other things that are out there, we can try to prevent. But this is truly preventable. An accident with fireworks is a preventable issue. Don't play with them. Watch the professionals use them.
Indiana has among the most lenient fireworks laws. How do you think that impacts fireworks prevention and safety in your job? And do we have any working relationships with Indiana to help stop illegal sales of fireworks into Illinois?
Well, you brought up a great point. First of all, as you know, we are a contiguous state with Indiana. It's right over the border, very close.
Right.
Yes, we do deal with the fire marshals out there and with the fire departments. Obviously, as you said and you started off with, it is legal there. It is not legal to bring it across the border. Unfortunately, some of our Illinoisans and Chicagoans go across the border and purchase those fireworks that become illegal when you come into our state. And it's not because of the fact we're trying to not allow you to have a good time. We're trying to keep everybody safe. And especially when things catch on fire, we get a lot of fires that are attributed to fireworks. And you believe, well, we've had all this rain. Well, you know, things still catch on fire. We get a lot of back porches. We get a lot of roofs. Those things do have a tendency of drying out quite quickly, and they do become combustible. Same thing with, in alleys, garages, those types of things, because of careless uses of fireworks. So it becomes a very dangerous thing to do. That's why we don't want fireworks only to be handled specifically, not by the public, by the general public, mm-hmm. but specifically by professionals.
Yeah, so we're clear to that point. Who does have the right to possess or use fireworks here?
There's a special license in order to actually shoot fireworks. You have to be licensed and you have to be approved by the city of Chicago. So we just don't allow vendors to come in and display or have a display of fireworks. For instance, new to Chicago, well, you'll soon find out when our Southside White Sox, when they hit a home run, the fireworks display goes off.
Yes.
Well, the individual doing that is licensed to do so, and they have a permit to do so. You must be permitted to do so, which means you have followed all the criteria set forth in order to do that. That's not your common homeowner or neighbor that is going to be able to do that. The same thing with Navy Pier when the fireworks, when they do the fireworks displays there and throughout the city. I can't tell you how many ambulance trips there are with people in the back that say, this isn't going to happen to me. It never happens to me. Where it could happen to you. Are you willing to take the chance with your child or loved one? I know I am never that way. I will not put anybody at risk or in jeopardy, especially the ones that I care about and I love. You want to protect them, and you don't want them to be in an environment like that. Glow sticks, those are wonderful things to have for kids. They can use them. They can play with them. It's not going to cause any harm as far as fire or burning them. We just did a news conference with a young lady that was describing the injuries her daughter had when she was 5 years old. And the first thing that she said was she didn't think it would ever happen to her. She handed her daughter the sparkler, and her daughter's dress caught on fire.
Wow.
It is that quickly that it will burn. We did a demonstration the other day. It was pouring rain out, and the shirt still caught on fire with the sparkler. As I said, you must keep in mind that sparkler is burning at over 1,800 degrees.
Now, we have heard reports from Chicago residents of illness that they believe came from inhaling toxins from fireworks. Here's one of them. Let's listen to what David in Westridge had to say.
I got arsenic poisonings last week. There were a lot of fireworks being set off, and there were plumes of smoke. Half of the people on my block got sick that very same time. A whole family right across the alley from me all got sick. Some of the plumes are reputedly, according to what I read, 10% arsenic. I got it a couple of days later from the big fireworks plume that went off directly behind our garage. My partner's 12-year-old son almost got hit by the backfire from it. Family across the way, about 7-8 people were sitting there in the plume just saying, wow, that was weird. And they all got sick.
Chief, you mentioned pets earlier. We've also heard accusations of domestic pets getting sick from fireworks smoke or residue. Is this possible?
Absolutely. It can trigger certain things. Remember, we don't know what was put into this, where was it built, how was it built, the firework that was used. And when you're talking a significant amount, what it almost sounds like he was describing, you know, the potential is obviously always there. And once again, it reverts back to the fact of safety. We see how it affects our neighbors. Being that kind neighbor and being that thoughtful person, you can see how it affects everybody surrounding us. It's not only the danger of getting physically hurt, mm-hmm. we're getting people sick from this. You know, we've just come out of this pandemic, or starting to, I should say. We want to be mindful. Let's be careful. We've seen what things happen. We don't want to get anybody injured or sick from this.
Well, what are the chemicals that can be found in fireworks that should give us pause?
You know, as he was saying, arsenic, there are many things that are obviously the gunpowder aspects of it for the explosive that sets it off, that detonates it, amongst other things that are the colorful. And as I was saying, when you're purchasing something, you don't know what exactly is put in it. There's no standard when it's put in there. Remember, in Illinois, we don't allow fireworks like that unless they're displayed by a professional. And that's part of the fact of licensing. They know what's in it. They know where it's going to detonate, how high it's going to detonate. Is it going to be away from civilians? As this gentleman was describing, it wasn't. The plume did not go away from him and his family. Therefore, they were encapsulated in that smoke. I hate to compare it to it, but it's pretty much the same consequence of a cigarette. What is exactly in a cigarette? What causes the damage? Well, we know a few items in it, but the rest of it is not known. And I think that's where we're combining a lot of different things in there and causing this type of illness.
Right. Well, for people who come across illegal fireworks or who decide to get rid of the ones that they have, what are the safe ways to do so?
That's a great question, because we very rarely get those calls for that. But I would certainly call 311 and they will direct them as to a disposal.
And they can turn them in without fear of any legal troubles?
Absolutely. I would highly recommend they go to their local police station. They can give it at the front desk. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would encourage them to do so. And I hope and pray that they do that, you know, this weekend, and that it is a safe weekend for them.
Well, where can people go to enjoy fireworks this weekend?
You know what? Online, there are numerous locations throughout the city that you'll be able to see them in a safe location. This year, I don't believe the city has posted any of theirs yet. They will be forthcoming, but I would certainly check the city's website to find out times and locations, cityofchicago.org. That will identify the different locations that surround the Chicago area or Chicago, where they're going to be located.
Well, that is Chief Wally Schroeder with the Chicago Fire Department. Chief, thank you so much for your service, and we hope that you have a safe 4th of July weekend.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we wrap this segment, I want to pull one more voice into the conversation. If lighting up fireworks or lighting up the grill is not what you're looking to do this weekend, we do have a few recommendations for you. So on the line with me now is Tamara O'Shaughnessy, editor-in-chief of Chicago Parent Magazine. Hey, Tamara.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing well, Tamara. Are you already cooking up your plans for the weekend?
I am. We've got a lot of fun. And aren't we lucky to live in Chicagoland? It is still, despite still social distancing and mask wearing, we're still filled with things to do for families.
There is still so much to do, as you said. So what recommendations do you have then for folks this weekend? Because I immediately think of lighting up the grill. I got to admit, I immediately think of a swimming pool of some sort. What's on your list?
One of the things that we're suggesting families do is a great event, even though it's virtual, by the Chicago History Museum. They're going to have contemporary Chicagoans talk about what freedom means to them. But they're also, this is for family fun, we'll have a hot dog trivia contest where you can potentially win prizes. It's virtual. It's free. You know, it gives you something to build your day around. You can have your barbecue after. Maybe even make some hot dogs.
Sounds good. What else?
On the 4th, in terms of music, the very popular Miss Jamie's Farm is going to be at Cantigny in Wheaton. And she always puts on a good show for kids. She's performing 11 to noon there. Kids can get up. They can totally dance around and learn about life on the farm. She always puts on a really fun show. And then, of course, we know that Wheaton is a great place to have a picnic mm-hmm. or barbecue.
Are most of these ideas family friendly?
Oh, totally,
sounds like
family
it.
Friendly. I wouldn't suggest anything that I wouldn't take my kids to.
Nice. What about for the introverts among us, Tamara? They're looking for something low-key.
Oh, let's see.
I know. Can you even do 4th of July low-key? I guess
you can
stay home.
Totally do.
There it is. That's as low-key as it gets.
Well, one of the things that I'm really enjoying, and then I will be down near the merchandise mart on the 4th, at the Art on the Mart, very low-key because social distancing is still being enforced there. But Adler has created a 16-minute piece called Astrographics, And they play that on the march from 9 at 9:30. And for my kids, they are a little older. That is not past their bedtime. But it's a fun way to be in the city still and really enjoy what the Art on the Mart has created for everybody.
Well, you just mentioned social distancing guidelines. Are people still being encouraged to take precautions when it comes to COVID-19 this weekend?
Yes. Yes, and we always recommend when families go out that even if the event is not mandating masks or social distancing, we always recommend our families go out and, you know, keep a little bit more distant, especially because kids 12 and under still cannot get vaccinated, and we want to keep them safe.
That's Tamara O'Shaughnessy, editor-in-chief of Chicago Parent Magazine. Tamara, thanks, and have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy that barbecue.
Thanks. And that's today's Reset. We may have just entered the dog days of summer, but there's still plenty of local and state news happening. So catch up with it tomorrow on our weekly news recap. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll meet again soon.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.